Senate crosses the aisle. Lisa Brady, Fox News. More questions about President Biden's handling of classified documents after more documents were found at his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
Why can't we have a process to make sure that classified documents aren't removed from the executive branch, no matter who the president is?
California Congressman Ro Khanna, a Democrat, also tells Fox News.
Now, obviously, no one can defend having classified documents sitting at a Penn Center or a personal residence. And I believe the president will acknowledge that that was a mistake.
McConnell also says the American people will judge whether the president is honest and fully cooperates and will respect it if he is. Some of the documents found during an FBI search Friday date back to the president's time as a U.S. senator. A mass shooting over the weekend in California may have stemmed from a domestic dispute.
There's reports saying that apparently this suspect may have been upset with his ex-wife because she got invited to an event here at this dance studio and he did not. But again, police have not confirmed that information. They do not have a motive at this time.
Fox's Christina Coleman in Monterey Park, where the 72-year-old gunman killed 10 people, wounding 10 more at the dance studio before later killing himself as police approached the van he was in. Spotify changes its tune, announcing job cuts. 6% of its global workforce, the music streaming service, the latest tech company to scale back pandemic-era expansion, leading to a stock bounce ahead of a string of tech earnings reports the next few weeks.
And we'll see maybe if some of this is for real. Is it just a case of investors kind of piling into stocks they know were beaten down last year, we'll get a little bounce to start this year, or is there more to it? Are their earnings going to hold up even as the economy turns down into recession or something close to it, largely based on all the cost savings related to these job cuts?
Fox physicist Connell McShane. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Bail denied for several accused rioters after anti-police protests turned violent in Atlanta over the weekend. A judge calling suspects a possible flight risk, noting out-of-state driver licenses.
Really underscoring what the governor has said, that this is a small group of outside activists trying to commit violence here in Georgia. That violence really kicked off Saturday night in downtown Atlanta, a tourist region here. They began by smashing windows with rocks, bricks, as well as hammers. They set a police car on fire, broke through the window, put explosives in that police car, fireworks, and set that on fire. The chief of police has said that these violent protesters have nothing to do with freedom of speech.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Atlanta. The rioting began after a peaceful memorial for an activist who was killed in a confrontation last week when a state trooper was shot and wounded during an effort to clear protesters from the site where a public safety training facility is planned. Heightened security at a federal courthouse in New York as a former top Mexican official stands trial for corruption, accused of taking millions in bribes to let a cartel's cocaine flow into the U.S. The defense says there's no evidence. The Super Bowl of Surfing returns in Hawaii.
For the first time in 7 years, the Eddie Aikau Big Wave Invitational taking place.
Conditions are epic and size is all there. Eddie would be smiling and be very happy and proud.
That's the race director, Clyde Aikau, Eddie's brother. It also marked the first time in its 39-year history women surfers competing alongside men. About 40,000 people flocked to the North Shore.
Hit the road around like 4:30. Try to beat traffic, and it's just packed up all the way down.
The waves reported between 40 and 50 feet in Waimea Bay.
Just so surreal to see these types of waves out here.
The winner, Luke Shepherdson, took home the $10,000 first prize. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A tech-driven rally on Wall Street. The Dow's up 323. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.